Hey, I want to welcome you back to Edgecast Mini. This is Jeremy here, and I'm going to share with you today a thought out of Matthew chapter 12, verse 9 to 14. You should be reading through Matthew chapter 11 to 13 today in your Bible reading plan, and so we're just going to look at this thought of the story of Jesus touching a man with a crippled hand that's here in chapter 12. And as you read this story, it's quite an interesting thing, and Matthew paints a very vivid picture showing the difference between Jesus and the Pharisees, that Jesus saw this man with a crippled hand and looked at him and had compassion on him, and yet the Pharisees saw this man as someone, you know, not worthy. They were against this miracle and Jesus performing it. And this scripture really begins to show us how the grace of God, you know, and how Jesus is not limited by anything. You know, and he's willing to move beyond all the expectations of our lives. In that day, it was quite extreme the way their religion had evolved, and the Pharisees had all kinds of special rules, you know, that had developed, and different things that they could do and couldn't do, to the point that they felt like they couldn't even help people, you know, on the Sabbath day. That even a miracle on the Sabbath day for Jesus to perform a healing would be wrong, and yet Jesus saw this man. You know, and the crippled man himself would have been considered a sinner, someone that was away from God, and that maybe God had punished him, and so he wasn't worthy. And here's this man, and Jesus comes over and begins to touch him and heal him, and do just an awesome miracle inside of his life. And in that day, I think the most amazing thing is that most people would have walked right past this man. Most people would have ignored him, not seen what he was going through, not seeing what he was struggling with, and yet Jesus saw him, saw his need, and began to have compassion on him and do something about it. Today, you know, as you begin to move around throughout your day, I want to challenge you to begin to look at people around you a little bit differently. That even on your way, you know, to a class or on your way to lunch or to your workplace, that you begin to open your eyes and really see the people around you. Are you noticing the needs that are around your life? How do we see them? In Jesus' eyes, every single one of us is valuable. Every single one of us matters to him. And you and I need to have our eyes open and begin to really see the people that have needs around us. Now, we have so many reasons why we can't help. So many reasons why we're busy or we have not enough time and that we got something going on. But yet Jesus didn't give any excuses. He made time for this guy and began to touch his life. Not only that, but maybe today there's a need in your life, and maybe you feel kind of like this man, where you feel like there's part of your life that needs a touch of God. There's part of your life that doesn't feel worthy, you know, of him. Can I just challenge you that nothing will stop Jesus from touching you? Nothing would stop Jesus from touching the people around you, and nothing will stop him touching you. And so whichever situation you're in today, if you can be the hand of God extended to someone, would you step out and do it? Or maybe today you feel like you need, you know, just to meet with God and God to refresh your life. I want to let you know, and I want to encourage you today, that that is exactly what is in the heart of God for you, and that's exactly what Jesus wants to do. So today, remember that God is a good God, and he's on your side. He wants to touch you, and through you, he wants to touch the world around you.